Hello, I am Scott Corbin, pastor of Christ is King Baptist Church in Nedra, New York, and I am your pastor for the day. Today I want to talk with you from John chapter 1 about Christmas grace. Now I know that not everyone enjoys the Christmas season, and there are a variety of reasons for this. But if you are a follower of Jesus Christ, if you are a Christian, then you know that the incarnation of God the Son in human flesh is the foundation of our hope. So I want to talk with you about that just a little bit today. First of all, in John chapter 1, we have verses 1 through 5, very familiar words. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. So first we have that the Word of God was God with God. Jesus, as God the Son, is one with the Father, and he is the Creator, and he is the life and the light of mankind. So we have no life without him, just to begin with. But then later in John chapter 1, verses 14 to 18, we have these words, and the Word became flesh, there it is, the incarnation, and dwelt among us. And we saw his glory, glory as the only begotten from the Father, full of, here it is, grace and truth. John, as in John the Baptist, testified about him and cried out, saying, this was he of whom I said, he who comes after me has a higher rank than I, for he existed before me. For of his fullness we have all received, and grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten God, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has explained him. So Jesus, as the Word of God made flesh, dwelt with us and declared and showed the glory of the Father, and he did so specifically showing the grace of God to us. It was grace, God's grace manifested, made flesh, if you will, through Jesus Christ, so that sinners could be saved. The law that came through Moses condemns sinners. Jesus, the revelation, the perfect revelation of the Father, brings God's grace to us, living a perfect life, but dying a sinner's death in the place of sinners, so that all who believe, all who trust in Jesus Christ are counted as saved, as righteous. And Jesus rose again from the dead, demonstrating that he had defeated sin and death. We have grace from Jesus. And so this Christmas season, whether you like Christmas or not, whether you have high expectations of it or not, look to Jesus Christ. Let this season be a time to remind you that Jesus is the source of grace. He is the source of life, and he is the source of our satisfaction. Not the season, not its trappings, not our expectations, high or low. We don't look to those things for our joy and our completeness and our fullness. We look to Christ. If you've never put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, this is a time to think about that. You are a sinner. You will be judged for your sin. But if you trust in Jesus alone, you can experience that grace of salvation, of forgiveness, and the promise of eternal life in him. And then the last thing I want to say is simply this. John the Baptist, who testified to Jesus, would say this in John chapter 3, verse 30, he, Jesus, must increase, but I must decrease. Christian, this season, let's strive, let's commit to making much of Christ and far less of ourselves and what we tend to make of this season. Let's make much of Jesus, that he would increase through our lives and through our testimonies, and make a little less of ourselves. Well, thank you for listening. Again, this is Scott Corbin, pastor of Christ is King Baptist Church in Nedra, New York, your pastor for the day.